Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, you're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We're joined on the airwaves by none other than DC Maxwell. Morena Daniel, how are you?
Morena, Rosetta and Millie, how are you doing?
We're good. You're up bright and early in Melbourne time and it's freezing. Are you okay?
I'm okay. This is just kind of part and parcel with rock and roll life, you know? Yeah. People always think it's late nights and sleeping in, but no, it's getting up early and talking to the beautiful people of Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau, my hometown. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited for you. You've got a brand new song out today. It's called Jesus' Son, and I want to talk about it in a second. But first of all, how long have you been based in Melbourne now?
A year and a half, I think.
Okay, right, cool.
Maybe just over.
How are you finding it?
It's great. It's no Auckland city.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
We like to hear.
I don't want people to immediately be allied against me before they've listened to the song by knowing I'm one of the people that has moved to Melbourne, but
Oh no, we don't hold it against you.
We're supportive of all travel and living abroad.
Okay, well that's good. No, well Melbourne's great, but you know, it's no Auckland. The music seems a bit different, but yeah.
Very good. So the new song, Jesus' Son, it's your first release since your last album, which came out in 2023. Apart from moving to a different country, what have you been up to since the album?
What have I been up to? I've been recording the album. Like, rock music is bloody difficult and it takes a long time. Like, many a day did I slam my head against the laptop and say, why can't I be a DJ? Or why can't I be an electronic producer, because it took a long time to write and record, and it was a really fun experience. But yeah, I don't know, I've moved cities, I've been writing a lot, I've been moving furniture as a day job, getting pretty tough and strong. I don't know.
that's good training for the rock music. Very good. Speaking of rock music, the song is very, like, rock compared to some of your previous sort of more country-leaning stuff. It feels like a bit of a genre shift, perhaps. What has that journey been like?
Yeah, well, I guess, like, I have been, like a lot of people, I guess, feeling a bit angry at the world. And I guess I've been wanting to say some things with my art that perhaps aren't very easy to say with like a soft country song. And I think this song definitely more captures my my energy and my feeling towards the world, because there's some heavy shit going on, and yeah, I feel like sometimes you gotta rock out.
Very cool. I really love this new music video as well. Is it all one shot?
Yes, it's all shot in one insane take. It's Joseph Griffin, who's also from New Zealand, from Auckland, shot it. And yeah, it was all in one insane take that we did not ask for permission in like Melbourne's busiest train station. And yeah, I'm really stoked with how it turned out too.
It looks so cool.
Oh, it's so fun. It's just kind of like, was it fun being that loose with it?
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I guess like in the past, I've had like quite intense like videos with like directors and lighting crew and all different random stuff. But this time it was just like completely stripped back, and it kind of made me feel like being like a teenager and making like insane videos for my punk band back in the day. And I was like, this is just so fun. And we just like didn't ask for permission, just went and did it, got chased around by like the people, public transport officers, like that are like keeping the train station safe, you know, as they should, doing their job if someone's running around screaming about Jesus. Yeah, it was fun. And then I like had to teach myself how to edit and like color grade, and that took a long, long time. So.
It's amazing when you go to, you know, put out a song, put out an album, how many other creative ventures like come into it, even a gig, you know, like with stage design and stuff like that.
All the hats.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I know. It is. It's pretty crazy. There are a lot of hats to wear. I mean, it's definitely a nasty business being a musician, you know. But it has its rewards too.
This video, it is very. It captures the angst, I think, and because it's all in one shot, it must have taken you. Like, how do you prepare yourself for that? For like the drama and the theatrical sort of nature of filming such a long take like that.
Yeah, I guess I like it, the hardest thing was just to like convince the people that weren't me that I could do it, because like I always knew I could do it, but it's a really hard thing to explain, to be like, hey, I'm going to freak out for like 3 minutes straight and you're gonna have to capture it on video. And they're like, yeah sure. And because I'm quite like a calm person when I'm not performing, I'm like, I guess it was hard to be like, no, I'm seriously going to go absolutely apeshit. Like, we need to. But Joe did an amazing job. So I think it all worked out pretty well.
It does feel very true to the way you perform as well. Like, when I watched the video, it took me back to, I saw you last year sometime. Oh, no, maybe a couple of years ago. And I think it was at Whammy Backroom, and you like went down into the crowd and it was a whole thing. And I was like, oh, this really captures the like electricity of the performance. It's great.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Yeah. That was another thing, I guess, that kind of steered me towards rock music, of the kind of new genre of this new song, was like realizing that like when I perform, I'm naturally really drawn towards quite like high energy rock and roll, and I wanted the music to like reflect that. So I'm so glad that you got that from the song and the video, because that was definitely something I was trying to capture.
So cool. Okay, I think we should listen to Jesus's Son, because it's such a great track. Have you got more in the works for us coming soon?
I can't say just yet, but I mean, I think from my cryptic answer, the listeners should be able to understand. But I just want to say I miss Auckland a lot, and like I'm really keen to fans of this song and this music should like keep an eye out, because there might be some good news for people that live in Auckland and want to see me play soon.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, and I'm so stoked at the song. This is like, I love BFM and I love Auckland music scene, and you guys have been so supportive of me in the past. So this is the first ever play of the song, so I'm so stoked that it's happening on BFM.
Oh, we love you. What an honor. Thank you so much for joining us for A Quarter Door. It's been so cool to hear a little bit about what you've been up to, Daniel. We're going to listen to Jesus's Son, new track from DC Maxwell, out today. Thanks, Daniel.
Yo, thank you very much.
Bye. Storms are growing, winds are blowing in the hills. Rain gonna come. We could ride for miles and still be wrapped in sin. You can't.
You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast with Rosetta and Millie.